Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
There was an article in NOLA.com, very well done, that kind of laid out why certain things happen on New Year's Day in the early morning hours. Jeff Adelson is the reporter. And talking to members of the NOPD, and many of you just heard the conversation with Colin Arnold, who's the director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. And I'm glad that Colin finally came forward, and as Tommy pointed out, it may have been his first public comments about this. And what we learned today was simply that we do have a plan. There is a plan that's out there. Well, that's good news, because that's step one. What we didn't hear is where the breakdown was in the execution of that plan. And we know that there are certain security measures that are in place in order to minimize risk in the French Quarter. This goes back many, many years ago, where they decided that this was a task that they were going to undertake. What we heard was a lot of problems with deploying the bollards, some that are on a track and the track gets dirty and they tried to do alternative measures in order to get those operational. And it just became a very burdensome and difficult situation to deal with, Colin Arnold's words. So the alternative or the solution was to simply abandon the deployment. This is what I've been talking about since the very beginning. It's really not about the bollards. It's about remediation, maintenance of, and commitment to deploying security measures pursuant to the plan. None of which are easy. These are difficult things. They take time. They take human capital. They take preparation. It takes preventive maintenance. It takes all of these things to make sure that you have the assets and resources ready to be called upon when you desire to execute a security plan. We seem to continue to miss the point, because we've been hearing the mayor every day talking about a tactical expert to come down here and review plans. Great. Wonderful. Who's going to review the execution? Who's going to decide whether or not we are going to allocate the resources necessary to execute the plan? The bollards are clumsy. They're heavy. They're designed that way for a very simple reason. This is pretty simple in identifying the problem and the solution. What's not simple is the execution, because it requires a lot of attention to detail. Knowing when you're going to call for whatever level that you want to call for as it relates to any number of festivals, fairs, this, that. And in New Orleans, there are a lot. I don't envy them, because each and every one of these events present different challenges. But it's not, you can't have an excuse for not executing. Once you decide to do so, once you create a public expectation that certain things are going to get done, when you fail to do so and there is an event and someone gets hurt, you get tattooed. Plain and simple. That's how it works. There's no way around it. And the sooner that we come to that realization, much like I said yesterday, the realization is that, you know, Islamic jihadism is alive and well and continues, and you may not care about terrorism, but terrorists care about you. Woulda, coulda, shoulda is not going to get it. And if that equipment fails on that day and that bollard can't slide across that track and there can't be a remediation to it in a short period of time in order to do so, to get it up and running, there has to be an alternative to that plan that provides a similar level of protection and coverage using alternative measures. That's what good plans have. But again, it requires execution. It requires human capital resources. It requires all of that. And the city knows this because they've actually used it as an excuse before. I've recently learned that the bollards are gates, kind of for lack of a better term, that are used on Royal Street. It's this kind of metal decorative fencing that slips into a sleeve in the street. It's kind of a 12-inch pipe thing that sleeves. You can, you know, a couple people can carry it relatively easy. It's for the same reason to create these pedestrian malls. Doesn't provide the level of security that any of these bollards provide, as deployed on previously on Bourbon Street, but an impediment none the same. When people were asked with the city as to why they're not being deployed, the response was they didn't have the manpower to do so. Well, here we go again. What do you mean? Then why do we have them? Who decides that we just abandon the utilization of these barriers because we don't have the human capital in order to deploy? And what else that I found out is that museum employees for the State Museum down there, the Presbyterian, and other museums on Royal Street, they're the ones that have ended up deploying these barricade-type fences on Royal Street. This is emblematic, right, of not understanding the threat, not understanding the problem, not understanding that you have to execute. Plain and simple. No excuses. We have others that understand it and are willing to step up and do so. I hope that someone, somewhere, somehow, and look, I like these people. Colin has been great. I think he's been a very competent employee for the city. I don't know where the breakdown is. Colin Arnold, that is Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. I don't know where it is. But there is a lack of effort. They're in no doubt about that. And we shouldn't let anybody get away with saying, no, no, the effort's there. No, it's not. It's not there. Because if it was, we wouldn't be facing what we're facing today as it relates to that issue and the manner in which it occurred. Plain and simple. It doesn't mean that we can't, that we can protect all streets. We cannot. We minimize risk, we'll never eliminate it, and we'll never be in enough places even to minimize risk throughout the city. Impossible. I get it. But where we choose to engage in it, we have to take it seriously. Because it does send a message. It does send a message as to where our culture is as it relates to the safety and security of the pedestrians with inside the French Quarter. And I said this before, once we decide to be there, we need to be there. Plain and simple, relative to those security measures. No excuses. We don't want to hear about beads. We don't want to hear about other garbage getting caught up in tracks. Then you develop an alternative measure to go in there with a portable industrial-style vacuum to pull all of that crap out. Not too differently than the drains that we have in our sewer, in our drainage system, right? There's a problem. You deal with it. If you are serious about what you're doing. Sometimes I believe we believe our own press. We've been very lucky. We do a good job. There's no doubt about that. But we've been lucky. And we've been fortunate. And unfortunately, I think it takes an event like this to stare ourselves in the mirror critically and gain a better understanding of where our failures are. Right now, our failure is execution. I'm waiting for someone to step to the mic and say it just like that. We failed in executing a plan that we all know exists. And a new plan is of no value unless we understand what it's going to take to execute plans in general. Do we really believe that this tactical expert is going to come down and release us of some of the requirements of the existing security plan? If we do, we're crazy. It's going to be more onerous. It's going to require more human capital. It's going to require more man hours. It's going to require a whole bunch more to get done. If we can't do it now, how are we going to do it then? We will get egg on our face again. It will happen.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone needs to stand up at the mic and say it. Clear as a bell. And not that we're gonna look, we're gonna take care of this, we're gonna. That's what they said in the aftermath of the report in 2019. And I think a similar report in 2017. It's got to happen every day. Every hour of every day. And every single time that there's a deployment of a security measure, a bollard or otherwise, there should be a log. There should be a memorialization of who's handling it. There should be an observation and a memorialization if something is not working in order to get it repaired. So that when things happen and we're wondering why things were not done, we can understand exactly why. We go to the log. We know who was responsible. We know who did not do their job that day. We know who did not send it up the line in order to get resolved. And we know who did not call for alternative measures to be put in place because the first line security measure failed. It's not rocket science. Somebody has to be held accountable. Somebody has to be responsible for this if we want to be serious about it. This pointing of fingers, or not even pointing fingers at anybody else, and just the hopes of nobody asking these probative questions and demanding an answer. Because we didn't hear one this morning. We heard that there was a breakdown, and obviously it didn't get executed. But there is a plan. There's a primary and a secondary coverage plan that was talked about. But I'm curious how much of that was actually even put into place. Well, we know the major portion of the primary, the frontline part of the plan, didn't happen. I can't imagine the secondary happened if the primary didn't. And it was an understanding that these plans are executed on for certain events during the year. What does that mean? An understanding. That doesn't sound very definitive to me, right? I would much rather hear there is a mandate that this is going to happen. On this day, this function, at this time, for these hours, clear as a bell, these are the expectations, let's go execute. And maybe these investigations will get to the bottom of this. I don't know. I certainly hope the mayor doesn't stand in the way of if the council's going to have their investigation or stand in the way of the AG's investigation, because that's where the rubber meets the road. It's the only way that we are going to remediate what has actually happened moving forward, understanding the breakdowns, understanding the commitment, and whether or not we are willing to set aside the assets and resources in order to execute whatever security plan has to be put in place. And stop BSing the public. We'll be right back.